The signatures still have to be verified by 87 registrars across the state as being from legitimate registered GOP voters. The registrars have 14 days to do that. Loretti is petitioning because he did not win enough delegates at last month's state GOP convention. At that convention, Greenwich businessman Tom Foley won the party's endorsement, while Boughton and Senate Minority Leader John McKinney garnered enough delegates to qualify for the primary. Vin Muscadelli is a political scientist at UConn. He says there are a number of GOP contenders for governor in Connecticut because Democratic incumbent Daniel Malloy is perceived to be vulnerable.
Foley did really well 4 years ago running against the governor, really closed strong and almost won. So you might expect Republicans to line up behind him. But instead, what we're seeing is kind of the opposite, at least in terms of candidates being willing to test the waters to see if there's some possibility of possibly securing the nomination of the Republican Party. And I think what this shows us is just how vulnerable Republicans perceive the governor to be.
Muscadelli says one of Malloy's perceived vulnerabilities is the fact that the state's surplus has plummeted to less than one-tenth of the $500 million that was projected in January. The ultimate winners of the GOP primary will challenge Democrats Malloy and Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman in November. Ebong Udama, WSH News.